following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together for another syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Superfly and I had a golf experience at the North Kent Golf Club in Rockford, just north of GR. One of my favorite local courses. One of those days on the golf course where it completely, I mean, golf is the only game, baseball may be close, where at times, whether you're a major leaguer or a little leaguer, you can look like you've never played the game. And the game of golf today just jumped up, and I really felt, when I saw a priest waiting on the 18th tee box, and that Nick Lipinski had called in an exorcism, because it was so bad that I went to the range afterwards to hit a few balls just to get my mind set. I couldn't think about this until the next time I played. So I'm at the range, and I meet a couple who listens to the show. Met their twin daughters at our 4th of July Folds of Honor event last July at North Kent. So I'm watching the dude. Was it Troy and Courtney? Did I say Troy? Yeah. I'm watching him. He's just a great stick, killing it. And I'm thinking, like, I have regressed. I'm never getting my golf game back. 2 weeks ago, I'm shooting in the 70s. And Superfly and I tied. Now, again, Superfly has not beat me in 18 there. We tied with 96s. 96, and it unraveled like anything that I've never seen in golf. It was horrific. It was traumatic. I almost called for AeroMed to come in and take me to a psychology farm or something where I could just, you know, get my swing back. So anyways, with this Courtney and Troy, I'm watching Troy hit, and he's just killing it. And Courtney, I see her at the driving range at North Kent, and she's got her, like, the ball of her foot, her right foot on the ground, and her foot's up. And I'm thinking, what's she doing? And I didn't say anything yet. And I'm watching her, and she's hitting it okay. And I'm like, oh, that's, who would do that? So when you're desperate in golf, you'll try anything. Any equipment, you'll take advice where normally you don't want to hear it. I go, I'm going to try. I'm on the range, right? I got a bucket of balls from North Kent. I'm going to hit a few balls with my right on the ball of my foot. It's offset. I'm thinking, oh, this is just going to hook all the time or draw. Dudes, I started striping it like I've never hit it before. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So then I started talking to him. I go, where do you start that? And she said, well, an instructor told me to help me get to the front to do that. And I'm like, you know, golf is a game where everyone has a different swing, where you do what you need to do. And so I decided to go from the driver to the three wood to the hybrids, all the way down to see if there was an uncomfortable zone. And there wasn't. And it's straight, high ball flight that you're like, where's that been? My God. Now, I didn't initially say anything to her when she had the foot up, because I'm like, What if she just broke her ankle, but she still loves the game and she's out hitting balls? What if she had a prosthetic foot? I didn't want to say anything initially and go, what are you doing? And all of a sudden she takes her foot off. I didn't want to do that. I'm like, you know, and they're listeners now. I know that. So I can't say anything. Now when I do it, all of a sudden I turn around and the two dudes behind me are looking at me like, is that huge? And why is his right foot up in his stance? But I'm killing it. Killing it. Now, part of me says, because it's offset, that it's not so much the foot being up, but that should be my stance to help take me through the ball. And the foot up does drive you, which, again, the weight shift will create distance. I'm going to start doing TikTok videos with this, and I'm probably going to become famous, and that poor couple from Rockford's not getting squat on royalties. And I'm glad I didn't have to ask her about her foot, because that concerned me. Because what if, like, they're playing the last time they're ever going to play, and I come out and go, what are you doing with your foot? But then I thanked her, like, you know, I go, what's your handicap? She goes, I don't know, 30, 40. And I go, great. I had hit rock bottom that a 40 handicap, married woman, two beautiful twins with a good dude, that I'm going to grab her right foot up in the air because I can't hit the golf ball right now. And it all happened in North Kent. I mean, there was priests, there was holy water, there's the right foot in the air, which when you look at it, you're saying, my first thought was, again, because, you know, I didn't know they were married, whatever. Maybe he's taking out a coworker who, you know, butcher shop accident. I don't know. But I'm like, everything that happened in that 5 hours at North Kent was surreal. And then I end the day striping the ball. But now if I go to one of these pro-ams for Meyer or the Dow Championship and I got my right foot up, everyone's going to go, I didn't know Huge had some issues. Does he have a parking sticker? I mean, I'm like, wow. Mark Ewell, executive director of the MHSAA. We were just talking golf before the show, right?
We were.
Yeah. Have you ever had a rock bottom day in golf where you're thinking, I don't know if I'm ever going to get it back?
Several. And being a baseball guy and golf guy my entire life, you're right. Things can fall apart literally in a second. One bad swing, one bad at bat. Both very mental games.
Yeah, you can have all of a sudden you're 0 for 40.
Yes.
And you feel like you can't see the ball. Your body feels different going to the ball. Your swing is completely different. And then a good day gets it back, just like golf. It's an amazing game. I mean, it is. And the range is, a lot of people don't use the range for what it should be used. It is a place to go hone your game to get it back. Most of the time you go hit the range, you want to see how far you can hit the ball, right? That's what most people do. I'm going to go to the range, five swings, I'm good, here we go, load them up, let's get after it. But to me, you find some peace. I mean, I could drive away from North Kent, like, feeling good, even though I'm worried in the public eye, if I'm doing the right foot thing, they're going to, what's wrong with this foot? What's wrong with he's got plantar fasciitis. That's the only way he can swing. What's going on with Huge? And they're going to, and galleries. And then the galleries will be on me. And then I'll lose it. I'll lose it with the galleries. And what's an LPGA pro going to say to me? Or the two-person teams from Dow Championship in Midland at the end of June? Or at the Meyer LPGA Classic. So, yeah, the game, it's a mental game. Someone told me it's 90% mental. I really buy into that. So if you're ever looking for a great morning getaway, grab Superfly, go to the North Kent Golf Club, shoot a 96, and then you watch a woman with a 40 handicap with her right foot up in the air, and I'm looking like I'm a ballet instructor on the range. But you know what? It worked, and I'm going to roll with it until it doesn't work. We do that in baseball and golf, right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. You find something that works, and you just may have to put up with the butcher shop comments that I almost fell out of my chair with the problem at the butcher shop.
It was. They're good people. We were laughing a lot because I was kind of telling them the story of the day, and then what she was doing started working for me.
Because yep.
That's what we do. You'll be with buddies. You'll be with your son. You can be out in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy playing golf. You can be golfing with your wife, and you'll see somebody who you're waiting on a tee box on, and you watch them swing and go, maybe I should try that, right?
Yeah, well, look at all kinds of hitters. I mean, guys our age growing up, the Tigers, Johnny Walken fuss.
Thank you.
I had to really draw that one in. But
Dick McAuliffe, Norm Cash, the Alan Trammell, Sweet Lou Whitaker, the swings you would emulate, right?
It's all over the place, and you just got to find something that you're comfortable with, and the bottom line is if it works for you, because I think swings are very unique and very original. And yeah, once you find something that works.
Look at Furyk. Look at Scheffler right now, the way he almost falls over on his drives, right?
Yeah, there's a one-legged guy for you. So the torque that he gets right now, his back foot comes up off the ground.
Oh my God. Superfly, I'm going to the senior tour. I am going to the senior tour. Mark will still have Wednesday sponsored. I'll still do them via Zoom or something with you, but I'm going to the senior tour. And you were talking about your son, Grant, who's at the Air Force Academy. And, you are locked in training to serve your country. He's on the football team, but his getaway, his escape, his peace of mind is the golf course and the range, right?
It is. So at the Air Force Academy, you are literally landlocked. So as a first year and a second year there, you are not allowed to have a car. So it's not like the Naval Academy, which is right in Annapolis, to where you can leave your dorm or base and literally walk through the gates in your in downtown Annapolis. It is a 12-mile walk from the Academy property to Colorado Springs, to a restaurant, to like Civilization. So Grant's first 2 years, and they've got a wonderful golf course.
There's no shuttle or anything that will take them to Colorado Springs?
Nothing. You got to find an upperclassman with a car. And the Eisenhower course, which is a 36-hole course on base, and that was Grant's release his freshman and sophomore year. So whenever he had spare time, not in class, studying, doing football stuff, he would go down the hill to the course and would play literally in the spring every day. And he's gotten a lot better, and it's been awesome. But very funny story. So we're heading to the draft, and we call Grant. So it's myself, my brother, and a coworker, and our kids, and we're heading down to Detroit, and we give Grant a call. And again, my brother and my coworker, they have a perception of what the, academy life is like. And hey, Grant, how you doing? And we had a football workout, and he says, I'm just finishing up at the range now, and I'm going to head off to dinner. And so we wrap up the conversation, and it was on the car play. So everybody could hear it. And the guys looked at me like, oh my gosh, he's at the rifle range, getting in some extra shots. And I'm like, no, Grant heads to the golf course almost every day in the spring. He was leaving the driving range. So kind of burst their bubble with the academy perception, I think.
Yeah, but what about Grant Ewell out of DeWitt and, serving our country, Air Force Academy? We'll have a great shot at more playing time this fall. And you mentioned going over to American Dunes. And I will tell you, with Grant opting in to serve our country, when he goes to American Dunes, has he been there before?
Nope. This summer will be the first time.
You too?
Yep.
When you walk in, and I tell everybody, go there for lunch. Go to American Dunes Pro Shop and buy some golf balls or American Dunes pullover, whatever, shirt. When you walk through the monument entrance, and there's the music, and there's a date, which I was there with then Major Dan Rooney of the Oklahoma Air National Guard and F-16 fighter pilot. And the idea he had when he saw the casket of Brock Buckland being taken off the plane, where the pilot had asked everybody on the plane to wait, and he saw a kid waiting for his father in a casket, he was inspired to do something for those children. So Chip Furlack at the time was the manager of the Grand Haven Golf Club, which is now American Dunes. And Chip called me and said, hey, the new owners would like to meet you, Bill, for lunch. And they have an idea for a golf tournament and fundraiser. I said, sure. Went out to, I think, Snug Harbor in Grand Haven. And I walk in and I meet Dan Rooney, Major Dan Rooney, and found out that he played golf, for Hank Haney at Kansas. Mm-hmm. And he loves his country, loves his family, loves the game of golf. Father John Rooney, I think, used to be an editor writer with Golf Digest or something. So there's a long line in there. And they were, when the economy was hitting the fan in the late 2008, 2009 timeframe, they were buying some golf courses because they loved the game and they wanted to make sure these weren't turned into homes or something all across the country. And he said, you know, he told me the story about Brock Buckland out of Ada, Michigan, close to Grand Rapids. And he said, I want to do a golf tournament. I said, count me in. You don't have to say another word. I'll be there. I'll do my statewide show. I'll promote it. And when you walk through that monument, you'll see that date when there were 64 golfers, if I'm not wrong, like 16 teams of four. And we get done, and I'm having a beer with Dan Rooney. He's like, yeah, I expected, you know, more. I want to do something bigger. And I said, man, your heart's in the right place. That's all I said to him. Over $200 million later and over 37,000 scholarships, I think that number. The Folds of Honor mission has been one of the great things ever in this country for the children of our heroes. And now they've added first responders and the children of our first responders, police, firefighters, EMT. So when you walk in to the Monument Park, which anybody can, going to have lunch or dinner, it's open to the public, or going to the pro shop there at American Dunes, you hear the music, you see the date, you see the quote from Jack Nicklaus, who designed the course and didn't charge Folds of Honor any fees. I love the game of golf, but I love my country more. And then to the right is Freedom Isn't Free. And then there is the photo of Brock Buckland. And it's the biggest monument on the wall, and it tells a story. And it, you know, for me, there's a personal connection because I remember meeting, now it's Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. I don't know why it's not General Dan Rooney, and where it started. And it was right there in West Michigan and Grand Haven. And then you walk down and there's people, you know, it defines the military. People of all colors, religions, backgrounds, upbringings, who all made the ultimate sacrifice, whose families had been, they were some of the first families taken care of by Folds of Honor. Oh, it's just, and then you walk through and you see the biggest, I don't know, maybe one of the sports stadiums might have a bigger one. You see a huge flagpole, an American flag, and you get to see 9, 10, and 18. And it's just a special place. And every hole you go to, there will be a plaque and a story on the video in the cart dedicated to a family that's been taken care of by Folds of Honor. And then you end with a nickel in the grass where they give you a nickel when you check in with the starter. And you get to 18 and there's a cross just before the tee box. And you think of somebody who served in the military. And by the way, food's good. Beverages are cold. The gear is awesome. And it's a Nicklaus design. And I will tell you that some people have said to me, oh, there's so much sand there. Yeah, American Dunes. Yeah, and but enough tee boxes based on your skill to make it an enjoyable day, as much as hitting out of the sand a lot can be enjoyable. But it is a special place. It is the, as Dan Rooney still says to this day, the most patriotic round of golf you ever play. And that's why I think for your son, Grant, and serving our country right now at the Air Force Academy and his commitment beyond graduation there, it will be a powerful moment for him. And I know your love of country too, Mark. That will be a great day for you guys. And I'm going to talk to Doug and Ian over there. I'm going to do what I can to help you guys out, because anything we can do for the veterans, anything we can do for those who at 18 or 17, whatever Grant was when he was getting done at DeWitt High, that choose, yeah, you get an appointment, but choose yep. to accept it, and you're going to put your country first. The selfless acts of humility, and you get a chance to play football and get an education and serve your country. It's really good stuff, Mark. It is. You'll love American Dunes.
Yep. It's in what's interesting, you know, I say he plays golf out there, but There's a lot more than that, and you now see the training stuff that your kid is starting to do, and you now see some of the risks, even if the world doesn't go sideways, and even if, you know, his time in the Air Force doesn't lead him to direct combat. I mean, it's not your typical college experience, and what, you know, I think our group out of the American Dunes will be Grant, and then also Owen Burke, who is a graduate of the Air Force Academy, running back from Allendale, another West Michigan kid. So our plan is for the two Academy boys and their two dads, and we're going to go out and see American Dunes firsthand for ourselves. Because, again, with two kids in that mix now, you tend to see the world a little bit differently. And, you know, what that course and what Mr. Rooney's done, it's really incredible.
And what Mr. Nicholas did to help make American Dunes a reality. And Owen Burke out of Allendale was, you know, with you with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Owen was a phenomenal high school athlete, as was your son, DeWitt. So did Owen just graduate now?
He did. He was a senior, and they honored him at the banquet here about a month ago. And Owen is heading into, he's in meteorology, so will become kind of a weather forecaster, which, of course, with military operations, especially in the Air Force, your weather is important. So he's waiting on what his first assignment is going to be.
Wow.
But finding out where he's going to get stationed. And certainly Honolulu is a pretty good place to get stationed in that line of work, because every day it's sunny, breezy, and 82. But he can end up anywhere where we have an Air Force base. And he completed his 4 years, completed a really nice football career. And I know the Burke family's awfully proud of Owen.
Amen. Just like you are of your son, Grant. I know you and your wife and your entire extended family, including Mama and Papa Yule, listening right now. They got the show on 19 radios in Caledonia to the south. His dad is, him and his mom, I feel like they're my mom and dad. Every time I see him, I have this instant respect. And I think you see the gentle side of people when they're older. And in your heart, no matter who you are, or if you're meeting for the first time or the 100th time, you have a feeling for them, and they're just really good people, and I've always appreciated his support. We do have a lot to talk to. Mark is the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. I don't think I'll be doing any golf play-by-play for the golf championships this spring at MHSAA.tv, but we're going to get to all the headline stories. I threw out the questions of the day presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. What changes, if any, would you like to see in high school sports? What sports would you like to see added? Those are always questions that are being bannered about back and forth. And then we'll get an update on the NIL situation, because you're watching it explode at the college level. And they're trying to corral it in some way, shape, or form. And I think a lot of high schools, politicians, maybe even some coaches have lost focus that these schools have donors that can give Michigan $11.7 million for a payroll. Now, the competitive advantage at the high school level, it is a very delicate line when it comes to the possibility in the state of Michigan of NIL money. I did read up about some other states, Mark, before we get to a break, and we'll come back and talk more about it. In the state of Missouri, now, you know all the executive directors, you guys do meetings of high school associations across America. In the state of Missouri, I think their legislature, whatever they call it in Missouri, passed a law that if you're a high schooler and you commit to an in-state school and you're given NIL money while in high school, you can receive it and still be eligible. Am I off base here? And what I read, is that really true?
It is true. And that whole thing in Missouri, Bill, was because they're now an SEC state, that their state legislature had to pass something to try and give their in-state kids a little bit of a leg up to stay home and go to Mizzou, because Missouri, with the NIL landscape exploding, was having an almost impossible time of competing against the states of Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi, Texas and Florida.
So what does that do? Because really, to me, it's centered on maybe the Kansas City, Missouri side and the St. Louis side, the east-west of the state of Missouri, and nothing against Jefferson City or Columbia, and there will be the occasional stars in a small town. But they didn't want the Kansas City, Missouri side and the St. Louis side, not the Illinois side, the Missouri side, they didn't want these kids being raided by Big 12, Big 10, and SEC schools, correct?
100% right. That was all behind that legislation.
And they're probably thinking, okay, if the kid can accept money while in high school. He could help his family. But boy, when you're thinking a high school athlete, so he can get the money and still be eligible to play the other sports he's going to play, whether it's basketball, football, because that's pretty much the NIL path there, basketball or football.
Right.
But you're in high school and you're getting that cash. It just doesn't seem right, does it?
It doesn't, but that was, again, the with NIL being not federal legislation, it's all being state by state, and with their flagship school now being part of the SEC, that just shows you the move they felt they had to make to remain competitive in that new environment.
Has that idea ever been floated at any time in the state of Michigan by any legislators?
No. Knock on every piece
right,
of wood
you're
around.
Like, good, we're live on the game, 7:30 a.m., Bill. No, it takes the money. What you're forgetting here, NIL just isn't a magic blank check, right? That you need those schools that have this incredible, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas. Texas, Arch Manning is a backup, and he's got a $2.3 million NIL deal, which I think is top five in the country.
Yes.
He's a backup to Evers, to Quinn Evers, who used to be at Ohio State, who took like 100 or 175 grand, whatever it was there, 475. I mean, they need at all levels. And for it to get into the high school thing, you might as well then just tell some high schools, even in Missouri or wherever they're doing it, your club teams, your pay-to-play teams, and this is the schools that want to do it the old school way, because I think the NCAA is heading down that path.
I agree.
That there is going to be the professional college side
yep.
of football, basketball, maybe even baseball to a point. Because you have to remember, Ole Miss, and you've been an umpire and you work College World Series, there aren't minor league teams in, maybe New Orleans has a AAA team, but those college teams have been serving booze for 20 years.
Yes.
They're money makers for the schools, right? Selling tickets, concessions, drinks, cocktails, parties, everything.
It's a revenue sport in the South, both in the SEC and the ACC, and that is without question at those places. Some of those baseball programs even rival men's basketball in terms of revenue.
Right. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Texas. I knew Augie Garrido back in the day when I was down there in Austin. He was a great dude. Got to meet Kevin Costner. One night he said, Bill, come out for dinner. I met him at a place, and all of a sudden, Augie, with his big carafe of wine, he says, oh, my friend's here. And Costner walks in, and my first thought was, God, that guy is short. Oh, my God, did you play catch on a ladder in Field of Dreams? Nothing against short people. I'm not off the foot to start the driving range. We're not going down that path. But, yeah, we'll get to the story of NIL at the high school level in the state of Michigan. Could it become a reality? We'll talk about what sports are in the discussion to be added, if any, to Michigan high schools, because I've heard feedback I've seen here from some people connected to schools. Hey, we're having trouble filling existing sports right now at our school. And you want to add more and dilute it more? And they talk about club sports are really hurting girls' athletics more in high school than the boys' sports, which I found to be surprising.
Nope, I think that's a pretty accurate assessment.
Yeah, a lot of interesting conversation. I love the feedback from the audience. You want to answer our questions of the day, sports that will be added. Is there anything you'd like to see in boys and girls sports in the state of Michigan? Go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, in studio all show.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
April showers brought May flowers and so much more to Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Winnings are in bloom every Friday in May. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., two lucky guests will have the chance to pick a flower from the bouquet of premium play. Your next win is only a petal away. You could win up to $2,000 in premium play. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Wednesdays are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Spring sports are heading towards playoffs already. Where did the spring go? Go to MHSAA.com. All the schedules for all the sports all across Michigan. And MHSAA.tv. Live and on-demand spring sports all the way through the championships, which by mid-June, I think it will be all wrapped up. Go to MHSAA.tv. Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, in studio with us all show. Good to have him back. We were talking about NIL, and the last couple of times you've been in, there was a Christmas break where it was tabled till the next session. Last time we talked, I think, when I was at the MHSAA headquarters in Lansing, that it was being revived to a point. So what's the latest on name, image, and likeness money possibly coming to Michigan high schools?
So the current bill did pass the House. That happened before the calendar turned to 2024. It has had a hearing now in the Senate in front of their committee, but nothing has happened since. So this now is probably been about 6 weeks. Not all that much of a surprise or a shock. From what I've been told, we're going to get another chance to communicate with the leadership on the Senate side, because right now you've got the House version, and the way that the process works is the Senate is going to have kind of their own spin or their own version, and then the two chambers will kind of come together and almost come up with a compromise bill. And again, to their credit, they have given us a seat at the table to provide feedback, and we'll just have to see how that keeps playing out. What I've been told is don't expect anything to happen quickly for a while, but what could certainly happen is, you know, with this being an election year, I don't think the legislature, and don't want to say they're not going to get much done. That's certainly not the intent, but I think things will really pick up following the election in November, right up until the first of the year, kind of during that last 3 weeks of the legislative session, we could see something move. I think when it comes to NIL, the things that currently under our rules, we have students that can make money already related to athletics. So for some to have the mindset or mentality of, well, kids can't really earn any money, that is not the case. So first of all, kids have always, under the rules, been able to make money to sponsor and run their own camp. Put your name on the camp. Put your likeness on the camp.
So a high school athlete in Michigan could have the Bill Simonson football camp. Let's say I'm a junior at Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern.
The Ace Simonson lineman academy.
He could do his own.
Currently, right now, always been allowed under our rules.
Wow.
If it wanted to be a less of a profile thing, and really the way that most kids have made money is I'm the tennis player, I'm the golfer, and what I do is I make lessons at our course, our club, with youth kids, and I've always been able to be compensated for that. I think what the next logical step would be, if there was no outside legislation, is the next step would be, okay, kids who are very active as influencers in social media. To me, I don't see the direct connection to athletics. That you could say, well, the reason they have so many followers is because they're a good athlete. Well, having, you know, three teenage kids come through my house here recently, those kids have followings because they're really good at social media. It's videos that bring kids in. And I think in terms of amateurism, we have no interest in limiting that. So I think if all of this got left to our own devices where we could handle this internally, I think we could certainly do it and do something that makes a lot of sense. The challenge and the thing that I do struggle with this is NIL to me is, and I've said this, you know, previously on air, NIL at the major college level makes sense because it's a $1 billion industry with millionaire coaches and administrators, and a reasonable person could certainly say, you know what, the student athlete should get a piece of that economic action. That's how NIL was supposed to work at the college level, and of course, it hasn't worked out that way one bit. What NIL has been at the college level isn't so individual kids could get money in their pocket for things on the weekend or this, that, and the other thing. It's become an entire recruitment and keeping kids at our school.
And a transfer program. Mechanism.
100% right. That this whole thing of we just want, you know, the individual students to get a piece of the economic action, that has not happened. And so that's where I really have some trepidation, because now at the high school level, there is no $1 billion industry. The average coaching salary right now in our state is about $3,600 a season.
A season.
Our athletic departments are hoping to break even. There's no piece of the financial action for high school kids that they're somehow being cut out of. But yet there's a mentality of, well, if it's good at the college level, it's got to be good at the high school level. And frankly, I would argue that's what's happening at the collegiate level in terms of NIL and transfer is actually set that space back a number of years rather than making things better. So if it's going to pass here, we're going to continue to be strong, outspoken advocates that any NIL opportunities have to be individual opportunities for individual kids. It's not a recruitment thing. It's not a transfer thing. It's not we're going to keep students here thing. That if individual kids have a chance to make some money, and it's not directly related to how many points I score, or how many touchdowns I throw, or how many passes or blocks I have in a volleyball match, then we can work with that. But this kind of one size fits all of what's going on at the college level, well, that should just become the high school light rule in Michigan, is one that I've got a lot of heartburn over, and we'll keep voicing our opinions to those elected leaders in our state.
And speaking of those elected leaders, for them to not move fast on this, for them to ask you to come back in and talk to them, I may use this for the first time connected to politicians in a while, they're using common sense that there is a difference between NIL at the college level compared to the budgets of individual high schools and districts and coaches. Boosters aren't big influencers, at least on the top side, when it comes to high schools. There are boosters who will help donate and build a great stadium at a school, sure, and they came into money or they're from money. I get that. And you guys monitor that in terms of transfers or enticements. That is part of what the Michigan High School Athletic Association does. But I will applaud the politicians in Lansing that are listening on the game 7:30 a.m., the number one show for politicians in Lansing, the huge show. on AM 730. Common sense. It doesn't have to be one thing for everybody. Common sense here. And the only reason Missouri did it, and I agree with you, that Mizzou's an SEC school now. If they don't do it, they're not going to compete with anybody in the SEC, East or West. And they had to do it.
Had to.
But that is kind of crazy to think that a high school stud basketball player, football player, let's say Kirkwood, Missouri or something, could get $2 million NIL while in high school and take part of the money. So, but he's going to stay. That would be at Mizzou. So you had the Mizzou boosters getting the politicians in Missouri to come up with this to help Missouri be competitive, right?
All politics are local, and that was exactly at what Missouri's boosters figured out they had to do was let's use some a change here in the law. Let's use some political might to help our situation to compete with, you know, a place like Texas A&M, where I think that money is almost unlimited, or to Georgia or to Florida.
Well, Texas, Austin, they have $4 million locked in on two quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
And I love Ballas from thewolverine.com. Yeah, Michigan's payroll this year. Now there's the words payroll. That wasn't the intent of name, image, and likeness in the O'Bannon lawsuit that went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was about the O'Bannon brothers saying they didn't share in the video revenue or jerseys being sold or contests connected to name, image, and likeness. It's become pay to play. It has. Bottom line, we'll talk more about that. We'll get to possible high school sports that could be added to Michigan high schools, and we'll answer your questions in regards to what's missing from Michigan high school sports right now on the boys and girls sides. You can drop your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, in studio.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We play for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Attention Tigers fans, you can now get 15% off every ticket for select games through May by going to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on a Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesday. Remember all the spring sports, all the spring championships, live and on demand, MHSAA.tv, all the schedules at MHSAA.com, and also follow the Michigan High School Athletic Association on Facebook and Twitter, at MHSAA on Twitter and MHSAA on Facebook. Now, if you miss any of our conversations, our podcasts are free, and we are everywhere, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, Amazon, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.